In the series Errors Echo, we hear about one of the errors that threatened the early Christian church and continues to haunt us today. It is called Montanism. You may not recognize the name, but Montanism is alive and well in the 21st century of America. It's been tweaked and repackaged, but its core DNA is easy to trace. Montanus was a 2nd century heretic, claimed that God had spoken to him directly, apart from Scripture. By spinning the words of John 14:16, which reads, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." Montanus identified himself as the helper God had promised. Of course, the sky's the limit for those who claim direct divine revelation. This opens the floodgates for anything to be taught in the name of Christ. Most false teachers misinterpret or misapply God's word. Some overrule it. Consider Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism. Ellen G. White, founder of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Charles Taze Russell, founder of Jehovah's Witnesses, or David Koresh, founder of the Branch Davidians, among others. Each claimed authority to overturn clear passages of God's Word. Where the serpent asked, "Did God really say?" the Montanus answers, "This is what God says," even when it contradicts Scripture. According to the historian Eusebius, Montanus was filled with spiritual excitement and suddenly fell into a kind of trance and unnatural ecstasy. He raved and began to chatter and talk nonsense. Of those who listened at the time to his sham utterances, some were annoyed, regarding him as possessed, a demoniac in grip of the spirit of error, a disturber of the masses. There is no pathology report that tells how Montanus ended up believing what he did. Technically, here is everything we need to know. Jeremiah writes about it in chapter 17, verse 9. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" God also warns that left unchecked, false teaching is like a cancer that grows and metastasizes and will not stop on its own. The end game for Satan is always the same. Use whatever lies it takes to turn people from trusting in Christ alone to trusting in themselves. It is no surprise then that Montanism emphasized personal holiness. Its strict moral code taught that any major sin, like murder or adultery, committed after baptism was unforgivable. Fasting and prayer were required for any who hoped to receive a direct revelation from God. Like charismatics today, any Christian who wanted the special gifts of the Holy Spirit had to cross a certain threshold of piety. The early church responded to Montanism at the Synod of Iconium in AD 230. Not only was Montanus branded a false teacher, he was also labeled an unbeliever and was excommunicated. Those baptized into Montanism were not considered to be Christians. In his grace, the Lord had warned the people of Judah, and we quote from Jeremiah 23, verse 25 to 27. "I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy in lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed, I have dreamed.' How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are the prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal." Every error has the same potential. Today, Montanism continues, not as a church, but as a movement that crosses denominational lines and often flies under the doctrinal radar. It is found among charismatics who claim to have gifts once given to the apostles. It is present in popular books such as Jesus Calling, which has sold over 30 million copies, that claim direct revelation. Thankfully, it can be overcome by the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. This article was written by James Albrecht, pastor of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Okabena, Minnesota.